Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. Our weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's narration will be on Psalm 110. The Lord says to my Lord, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool." The Lord sends forth from Zion your mighty scepter. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people will offer themselves freely on the day of your power in holy garments. From the womb of the morning, the dew of your youth will be yours. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand. He will shatter kings on the day of his wrath. He will execute judgment among the nations, filling them with corpses. He will shatter chiefs over the wide earth. He will drink from the brook by the way. Therefore, he will lift up his head. Prophet, priest, and king. These are the three offices of Jesus Christ, appointed by God the Father. In today's world, there are people who call themselves prophets, boldly predicting future events and happenings, rather like those who claim they have been told on what precise day the world as we know it will end. Well, we've seen how those have come and gone, and here we still are on earth. We are also quite familiar with priests and their significant roles in society. They preach God's word, present us with the Lord's body and blood at Holy Communion, baptize infants and adults, pray for and bless those in need. Kings may not be as prevalent in the world today as they once were, but we recognize and understand their roles in the countries where they do serve, mainly to provide leadership to their inhabitants and act on behalf of and for the well-being of the people and subjects of their domain, as representatives to the rest of the world. Even when you consider these vocations in biblical times, each of these people served in just that one capacity, and for only as long as they were living, whereas Jesus Christ can claim all three and everlasting. This psalm shows us the Messiah as the perfect and everlasting priest and king to all of creation. David, the author of this psalm and himself a human king, actually speaks prophetically of Jesus as his Lord, appointed by God. Scripture reveals to us the divinity of Jesus in order that he will raise himself from the dead, and in so doing, defeat Satan, death, and hell. Scripture also reveals to us the humanity of Jesus being descended from David, so that he is the perfect atoning sacrifice to redeem his people. Without both his divinity and humanity, there would be no hope of salvation. Melchizedek was a priest and king of righteousness and peace, known as a great king and shown the greatest amount of respect and given great amounts of authority. Yet still his reign, established by God, was still strictly human and pointed to the one to come who would be greater, Jesus Christ, a priest and king who did not earn his place through birth or election, but by the oath of God. The great thing for us today is that Christ is our great priest and king now and for all time, and that means we can live a joyful life as we put all of our trust and hope in Christ. He wasn't a king just for the Israelites, or just for our ancestors, but for every one of us who believes. Just as he ruled over the enemies of God's people then, Christ our King continues to rule over enemies of God now, and we are safe in his protection from the grasp of Satan as he promises to rescue his children from all evil. The priests of the Old Testament were responsible for taking and slaughtering the animals as sacrifices for the forgiveness of the people's sins and reconciling them back to God. We now live under the New Covenant. Because the Lord God has sworn and will not change his mind, making Jesus our priest forever, that means the sacrifice for all of our sins, Jesus' death on the cross, has been made once and for all. How awesome to know that a debt that we owe, a huge debt we could never have enough to cover, has been completely taken care of. Imagine walking into the bank to ask for more time to pay off the tens of thousands of pounds, dollars, rubles you still owe on your home, and then being told that it's already been paid off, you owe nothing. Well, even much greater than that, we worship a priest and king who is both divine, from God our Father and Creator, and also human, willingly crucified on the cross, that is powerful enough to raise Christ from the dead to sit at God's right hand in heaven, where he has also prepared a place for all believers. If you have been worrying about whether or not you've done enough to earn God's love, whether you've been a nice enough person to please God and be with him in heaven one day, know this: there is nothing you could ever do, say, or think to gain that reward. But thanks be to God, it has already been earned for you by the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross for the forgiveness of all of your sins, and by his resurrection that will also be your salvation as a baptized child of God. We pray. Dear Lord, praise and honor belong to you, everlasting Word, because you were made flesh and sacrificed yourself upon the cross as the offering for sin. Govern us according to your wisdom. Defend us against our enemies. Speak for us with your Father, and let us live under you in your kingdom in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions, or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.